which of my peers has given me the best advice? I've got a lot of great advice. Some solicited, some not. No, I've obviously talked to all the guys that have built it here, Coach Pilotti, Coach Brooks, and Chip, extensively. They've been awesome. And then there's a couple of guys that I've certainly leaned on through the years and gotten some advice.
So you mentioned the leadership voice of Marcus and Kent Peckle, me and Dave, that was one of the things that you wanted Marcus to work on.
Great. Marcus has been, both as a player and a leader, he's had an outstanding camp, and excited to see him, display that hopefully for many years to come. And he and another guy that's been really, really good this fall has been D'Anthony. D'Anthony's never been a vocal guy before. He's done a really good job with our younger guys. Marcus, we tried a couple things that I did with Andrew Walter at Arizona State. Andrew was very similar to Marcus in terms of, he's a great, outstanding person, character, everything you want everybody else to be, but never said a word. And so, tried to really to jumpstart that, and Andrew turned into a great leader, and Marcus has done the same.
Mark, what adjustments will you have to make from being upstairs where you see so much to being down on the field now?
I'm just thinking of another piece of advice I got from somebody else that I was laughing about that I can't repeat, but it's just a different, it's literally that dumb of an answer. It's a different viewpoint, different angle. You're more looking in the eye and seeing guys that are tired or frustrated or happy or sad or whatever it may be, more emotional, on the sideline than upstairs. It's more of a, it's a comfortable environment from a all that is from an emotional standpoint, although it can still be very emotional. But it's just a different angle. Be able to talk to guys more, get look people in the eye more. But as far as feeling how the defense is playing an offense or that kind of thing, I think it's just a different angle.
You have to rely more on your coaches upstairs to feed you that information.
You can still see it. You can still see how a team is whatever it is, rotating the secondary or playing the front. It's just a matter of kind of creating the angle.
And vice versa, did you give Scott any one piece of advice that you stress the most about when you're upstairs looking at all 22? Here's what helped you the most?
Yeah, we talked about that kind of stuff a ton. One specific thing, attack. Go fast. That'll be ongoing. He's obviously a guy that we need the ball in his hands. He's a phenomenal athlete. Made an unbelievable catch today in practice that just flashed my mind when you said that. And his versatility is just building, which is good as a returner, route runner, learning multiple positions, all the things that he's done, pretty well. He's really polishing up, which is great to see. That's obviously what you want. I'm not a good nickname guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I mean, more some power guys, some pass guys.
I hope they score. I hope that's their nicknames, those guys that score.
Rick, just curious, after having been on the offensive side of the ball most of your career, now you're kind of looking over everybody's shoulder. How much time this spring or this fall have you spent watching the defense, working with Nick and Don and the defensive guys, or you just pretty much let them run it as they have?
Yeah, very, very little. The only time that we even talk is from a personnel standpoint. Hey, how much are we going to use player A? Should we redshirt player B? How about this kid? He can play two positions, three, those types of big picture things. Obviously, you're making sure in every phase you're sound, you can substitute, you can, all those things that kind of go into just the big picture management side of things. But those guys are experts. They've done a great job. I'm not in there teaching Ron Aiken how to two gap.
Any other questions?
Nick was saying
Right.
And obviously, there's not much film to go from this season. How have you gone about your career preparing for someone to face this opponent?
That's really how we try to approach everybody, other than you've got some more data. You know, you've got some more hard data of this team does this X, Y, and Z percent of the time. And so we talk about them once and we move. You know, from the standpoint of a first game, you play to your strengths. You know, you go with what you think is sound, what you've been best at throughout fall camp. They're going to be different year to year. We're going to be different year to year. Play to your strengths and hope that Bobby Hebert doesn't show up and play.
A few times you've seen them on tape. What stands out to those?
Defensively, they're very multiple. They can confuse you up front. They play an unconventional style that can cause you some problems just being outnumbered in certain situations. And that's of a huge, you know, that's a concern. Identify the front and communicate it.
Molly?
Back here, Mark.
Molly?
You've been through this before. You've had first games of the season, your entire career, player, assistant, and now the head coach. Are there different emotions? Is there giddiness or renewed excitement?
I'm sure there will be. You know, I'm excited to go out to practice, and I, you know, I love that part of it. I love the competition of game day. I love the way we play. There's a lot of game day adjustments, you know, of stuff that you you're counterpunching or you know, trying to look ahead or whatever it may be, and that's fun if you're the third string manager, you know, in my opinion, and so we're excited to go as a unit, as a team, as a group, and we're ramping up to that day.
Mark, kind of along that same line, as a head coach, you have a lot more responsibilities. How much of a challenge has it been to manage your time with the media, with practice, with watching tape, and everything that goes into being a head coach?
Lean on a bunch of great people. You know, we have an incredible support staff here, led, of course, by Dave Williford and everybody else. But, I mean, in all seriousness, our support people are so good. Our you know, when you have 100% trust, faith, and confidence in your staff, that's a huge deal. And I can't imagine going to you know, school Q and starting over. That's tough. And so do we have different expectations? Absolutely. Do we have a different culture? Definitely. You know, and I say that in a positive way. But yeah, all that stuff is just kind of, it's a different 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, 4 when you come to work every day than score points or whatever that may have been.
Rick?
Just a quick question. Any game day superstitions or routines that you follow or any that might have changed?
I'm so boring. No, the only game day tradition I have is I call my brother every time we get to the stadium, wherever we are. So right when we arrive on site, that will continue. But other than that no.
How that
Just did it one day, and we kind of said, hey, we should do this all the time. And, yeah.
So one more question.
Good story, huh?
One more. What do you guys talk about, Coach, when you talk to your brother?
The media. We're talking about the media. I don't know. Talk about Coos Bay. The great things in life.
The last. Okay, you okay, Andrew? Thank you.